I think that's probably a fair result here tonight. You know, they had chances to win it. We had chances right at the end to win it. As we won games in recent weeks, you know, we had a brilliant chance in injury time to Michael O'Connor. He hit it over the bar from the 6-yard line, but so had they a couple of minutes earlier. So, you know, we can't complain. A draw is probably as much as we deserve.
Yeah, it's obviously a difficult place to come, and just we're defensively sound throughout the game. Maybe not as much going forward as.
Yeah, we've had a tough week there. You know, most of those lads have played last Friday in a tough game, Monday in a tough game, and tonight in a very tough game. You know, the likes of Shelburne there, or I know they're in the Brandywell on Monday night, but you know, Owen was fit to maybe change his personnel to a certain degree. We don't have that choice with the. You know, with the small panel that we have, and we need bodies in, and we need people in to try and get us through the next couple of weeks if we're of any hope of staying in the top half.
And those games are adding up. Keith Cowan went off injured as a hamstring injury.
Yeah, unfortunately Keith is added to that list. We have a long list, and it's getting, you know, longer and longer, and you know, it's going to catch up with us sooner or later, but maybe the later the better, to put it that way to you. But that's why I say we need personnel in to try and get us through to the window, you know, and that's going to be difficult.
I suppose one positive you can take is Niall McGinley, 17-year-old, coming on centre midfield. He looked pretty comfortable tonight. I know he's still young. He seems to be a good player.
Niall is a great kid. You know, there's some great kids all the way down. You know, with a very good structure underage, under 19, with Joe Boyle, Declan Boyle is at the 17s, Kevin McHugh at the 15s. But we need more of them through, and that's not a criticism of anyone. You know, we need more of the Niall McGinleys. We need more of that group to be able to step up like Niall did. But he's a kid, and you know, you can't play him week in, week out, or else he'll become ineffective if you burn him out. But look, we'll take it. It wasn't particularly a spectacular game by any means, but all that mattered was we got something out of it, and look, we got a point, which is, I think, a fair result.
And the other results elsewhere didn't really go in your favour. This three teams now level on points, yourselves, Drogheda and Galway. It's getting early doors yet, but it's getting tied up there.
I don't know what's your favour. You don't know who you want to win in this division, to be honest with you. You know, you don't know, like, do you want somebody to run away with it and you try and creep in fourth place? Maybe that's what you want. I don't know. But when everyone is compacted, as you say, you know, at the moment, does that mean you could lose out and finish in the bottom half? But get to the top half itself. It's a serious league. And, like, anyone that hasn't seen it, come on, look at it. Like, you know, it's a hell of a stronger division than when we were in it last. And it was strong then. And we had men then, to their credit, that got us promoted by the skin of the teeth. But this is a better division again than that. And to win any game in this division, to get a draw away from home, it takes a hell of a lot. And, look, that's what we got tonight.
Yes, they're back at home next week against Cove Ramblers. Squad going to be thin for that again?
Absolutely, yeah. And Cove, to be fair, had a brilliant result on Tuesday in the EA Sports Cup. They beat Longford 2-0. They had legs to beat the band, with loads of energy and good quality. While they did have a lull and a difficult patch at the start, they're coming around, coming good. And, you know, we have to patch up a squad that will probably contain a lot younger kids than Cove. You know, and Cove are a young side, 20, 21-year-olds. Ours could be down to 9 McGinley's, 18, 17-year-olds. Well, so be it, like, you know. So, look, we'll take today and move on to Cove next Friday.